far-right frustrated and embarrassed in Newcastle, William Jarrett, Socialist Party Newcastle. As groups gathered across European cities on the 28th of February to demand safe passage for refugees, it came to the attention of Newcastle Socialist Party that the English Defence League EDL had gathered at Gray's Monument in the city centre. Our regular Saturday campaign stall was to take place elsewhere, until we heard of the far-right's presence. Fast planning resulted in an excellent response, and we set up a stall, and worked with another left group against the fascist menace. Crowds quickly gathered as Socialist Party members took to the megaphone, putting forward our program. Petty divisions and hatred were no match for our demands to undertake a mass council house building project, a £10 an hour minimum wage, and nationalisation. The atmosphere turned in our favour immediately with over 100 people clearly on our side. We remained at the monument until the 15 to 20 EDL members folded up their banner and abandoned the city centre in frustration and embarrassment. By that time, we had sold over 20 copies of The Socialist, raised significant money for the fighting fund, and had three young people express an interest in joining the Socialist Party.